This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Welcome to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP, the federal leader in retirement planning seminars sponsored by WEPA. Join NITP for an hour of plain talk on planning your future. You've got questions, they've got answers.
Good morning and welcome to the June 22nd, 2020 For Your Benefit radio show. Several times a year, we have the pleasure of having the good folks from WEPA, the sponsor of the show, come on the show. And we have three of the powerful people at WEPA, Shane Canfield, CEO. And WEPA, spelled out as Worldwide Assurance for Employees of Public Agencies, WAEPA. Good morning, Shane.
Morning. Great to be here with you, Bob.
Appreciate all right. I look forward to this. Look forward to all the shows, but of course this one. Brandon Jones, he's joining Shane. He's the Chief Information Officer of WEPA. Brandon, good morning.
Morning, Bob.
All righty. And Stacy Outlaw. Stacy is the Senior Vice President of Marketing for WEPA. Hi, Stacy.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we've had issues, of course, with the pandemic. It's upended how we work for millions of civilian employees in the federal government, as well as workers for nonprofits throughout the private sector. New technologies have allowed many to continue work seamlessly. So what we're going to do today is talk about WEPA. Probably the best thing we should start off with is, Shane, tell us about what is WEPA and what does it do in a nutshell?
Yeah, thank you. WEPA is 77 years old, founded in 1943 by executive order of President Roosevelt for civilian federal employees traveling overseas. They could not get life insurance because they were in war zones, and life insurance policies had exclusions that said you could not, that your policy would not be enforced if you were in a war zone. So the idea was to fix that, and WEPA was born. So we are a nonprofit, 501c9 in particular. If you're a civilian federal employee, that's the key that gets you in the door. So if you pass that test, then you get in and you have access to our principally our group life insurance program, which is unique. It's most commonly compared to FEGLI. And there are 46,000 people in the plan. So it's been very successful for many years. And the final thing I'll mention on that is that people look at this coverage in one of two ways, and either is fine. One is a supplement to FEGLI. They have a certain amount with that, with their employer plan, and then they'll use us to pick up the rest of their needs. Or some people do a full replacement. They just get all their life insurance needs through us.
Okay, with regards to life insurance, we've done this show a few times before, and some people, I won't say have an aversion to it, but they don't want to, I guess, face up with the fact that eventually they won't be with us anymore, and they want to leave something besides one's assets. So life insurance seems to be the primary tool. So again, WEPA's been around for an awful long time, which speaks well of it, because it wouldn't be around for a long time if it wasn't a good product. So over the years, boots on the ground knowledge, and since you took over the helm, what have you found as the policyholders of WEPA? Good group to deal with? I'm certainly not going to ask you if there's a bad group to deal with, but I've found over the years, the way I deal with them, they're generally very nice and sharp audience.
Absolutely. And we, so we have 75 years of underwriting experience, which is the short version is we understand the risk, and therefore we can price the premiums appropriately. And as you, people can go on our website and do a quick comparison. They can put in their age and how much they want to buy, and it will tell them instantly how much our plan costs to Fegley's plan. And the reason it's so simple is that Fegley's rates are public and our rates are public. Our rates are, generally speaking, quite a bit less. So that's a long way of getting to your question, Bob. Federal employees, from an insurance standpoint, are a great risk, and our rates reflect that. They're very low, and we're thrilled. And of course, they're nice too.
well, they're nice, and they have a nice work environment. So we visit. I don't know that there are too many agencies we don't go to, but we teach seminars there, and they're generally very receptive. They ask good questions. They don't. They're not negative. So you walk out of there feeling good. I bet you even feel better because not only have you met their need, but you've met at a good price point and a rock solid company like WEPA. Right. Now, WEPA sells life insurance, but WEPA is not a life insurance company, correct?
Right. That is absolutely true. We are in the insurance industry what's called the plan administrator, meaning we do all the interface with the member, everything from answering questions to paying or to collecting premiums, all of the mechanical pieces of life insurance. We do all of that. And then one of the things that other folks from our companies, Stacy and Brandon, are going to talk about later is, how do we make that user experience easy? Because as we know, everybody wants easy today, and rightly so. So we're keeping up with that as well. But as far as the risk goes, we have a really good understanding of the risk, and that translates into a very stable program, both with premium rates. And then, of course, as you started out talking, New York Life backs this all up. So they play an important role in the plan. We've always been what's called an insured product, backed up by somebody. So prior to a couple of years ago, it was Cigna. Throughout the course of WEPA's existence, and now it's New York Life, which is an amazingly strong company. And in many respects, the best, if not one of the best, most financially stable life insurance companies in the country.
And you've always, the prior insurance companies, they were, of course, solid. I don't think you've ever had a hiccup with regards to the finances of mm-hmm. the insurance company, but New York Life is probably in a tier by itself. But beyond that rock-solid policy, what makes WEPA unique for federal employees?
I would say beyond... Well, first off, we are unique. We are unique in that we're a nonprofit, and that really does matter. We are not. We don't have shareholders. We don't have stakeholders. Every single bit of premium inures legally to the benefit of the policyholders. So, we're not struggling with, well, what do we do with excess profit? Generally speaking, if we have any, we try to return it to the members. That's not guaranteed, of course, but over the many years, we have been able to do that. So that's just a demonstration of our commitment in a nonprofit sense to our policyholders. That also keeps the rate low. And the other dynamic from a business model standpoint, Bob, is we are what's called a direct writer, meaning we don't have agents. And we love insurance agents. I was one many years ago. I get it. They're a valuable piece of the insurance puzzle for many people. But they have to make a living. And so you have to pay them something. And so what you do is take their commissions and build it into premiums. In our case, we have none of that. So you're just getting, the absolute lowest price possible from a group who is solely dedicated to civilian feds. I think that's unique.
Well, what's also unique is that Metropolitan Life, that your insurance carrier is unique. It's probably these strong person in the room with regards to insurance companies, life insurance companies. Been around, I don't know, has it been around as long as WAIPA?
I wish. They have 100 years on us. They are probably the oldest mutual insurance company in the country. So.
Okay, and the other thing you mentioned, which you are, you're a not-for-profit company. Now, some listeners might be saying, well, how can a business survive if it doesn't have profit? And if I'm not mistaken, that a not-for-profit has to go to the federal government and say, listen, we're in the business of X, and we're not here to make a lot of profit, to buy big cars and take jazzy vacations. We're here to take whatever money we make and plow it back into the product. Is that a fair summary without going too deep?
It is. It is. And in fact, on our when you file for incorporation as a nonprofit, your mission statement is the first thing on the application. And it's not a company statement that says this is what we're about. It is that, but it's also literally part of your IRS tax exemption filing. So the government takes that very seriously with any nonprofit. And what they're trying to do is make sure you don't have a for-profit company masquerading as a nonprofit trying not to pay taxes. So there's an extra level of scrutiny on us and any nonprofit. And in exchange for that, you get the tax break. But I will say this, it's a pleasure to work at a company that absolutely believes in a rock solid way, both at the board level, staff level, our products and services, in providing civilian feds, our members, with the very best deal possible. And this is part of that puzzle, the nonprofit status.
Okay, let's take a break here and we'll listen a spot from WAIPA, believe it or not, the sponsor, of course, of the show. And we'll come back in and we'll talk about the financial stability of WAIPA and work on through some others as well. So, folks, just take a listen for the next minute and we'll be right back.
You have life insurance to protect the people you love. As a civilian federal employee, you have two choices designed specifically for you, WAIPA and Fegley. The big difference? Price. Chances are WAIPA premiums will cost you less. In fact, the average WAIPA member saves $375 per year on premiums. Prioritize your peace of mind with a life insurance policy designed for feds by feds. If you're a civilian federal employee interested in comparing WAIPA to Fegley, visit waepa.org today. WAIPA is a proud sponsor of 4-Year Benefit, presented by NITP, Mondays 10:05 to 11 a.m. on Federal News Network, 1500 a.m. WAIPA has been insuring the future of federal workers for more than 75 years. See why over 46,000 feds have already switched to WAIPA at waepa.org.
Welcome back to 4-Year Benefit. We're back talking with Shane Canfield, the CEO of WAIPA, and soon to come on is Brandon Jones and Stacy Outlaw. And Shane was talking about how WAIPA was formed, how it works and whatnot. And we talked quickly, but let's zero in on one other thing and then we'll get maybe into the depth of the insurance coverage. The financial stability of WAIPA. There's a concern now of the financial stability of different companies, be it life insurance or food sales or the hotel industry and the like. But WAIPA's had years of experience going through some of the worst times financially and is built such that they would have no trouble. So there's a provision that with a not-for-profit, it can hold dollars. It can hold profits to meet whatever needs might come. So brag about that a little bit, Shane, because I'm an accountant, so I read financial statements, and yours is pretty impressive.
Well, I know you do. I know you're CPA and tremendously informed on all of these matters. And we hold the reserves for the plan. So each year on a continuous basis, we look at how much money should we reasonably hold back to pay claims. And it's exceptionally well reserved, if you will. It's a very conservative approach, as is New York Life. So this is not uncommon in the life business because the claims are large, but they happen a long time in the future. So as an institutional investor, we have a very conservative, a lot of fixed income. All the big dedicated life insurance companies are heavy into fixed income. And it's so we can be there to pay the claims. And in this current environment, it's especially important that we do stress test our business, and probably an inside baseball word, but we look at claim scenarios of various kinds and project out, can we handle this? And we do this in an actuarial sense. And we are exceedingly strong, well reserved to handle really anything that could happen. And the pandemic is no exception. Sometimes people are surprised, not anymore, I assume. we get our stress test back and we've worked with the actuary. And some people think, well, what's the worst that could happen? Well, nuclear war, terrorism attack. No, it's always been a pandemic. And here we are, we're having one. So I want people to know that we are rock solid financially, no matter how bad this pandemic may become, that WEPA and New York Life is here to pay claims.
As an accountant, years ago when I was younger, we had a life insurance program through MetLife. It wasn't New York Life. And the premiums, and I believe there's a direct parallel with what WEPA does for the federal employee. The premiums after the rebate, if you will, or return of premium, were just unbelievably low when you entered the workforce. And taking it on maybe through age 50, 55, I'm just talking from my experience with the AICPA, it was just second to none. And I believe you're structured as well, maybe better than that. So do people fully understand the horsepower of the policy that they're buying?
I think so. It's as you just mentioned, it's a little technical on the insurance side of it. AICPA, Bob, is a wonderful example. They have a program which is very similar to ours in that it is just for members of that association. It is a pooled, it's a pooled risk plan, meaning the rates are reflective of the experience of that particular group, and CPAs are a good risk. So that's part of what you're seeing with those rates, low rates there. And that's part of what you're seeing with our low rates, is that the federal employees are a really good risk from a financial standpoint. And AICPA is also a nonprofit. It's a different kind of nonprofit, but it is also a nonprofit. So their mission is also to serve their members, and that, you know, keeping rates low is a service to the members. So we're exactly the same in that regard.
Okay, so you have a lot of activity, a lot of transactional data and the like, and I believe more recently, last couple of years, you've really beefed up the digital transformation at WEPA. Not that it was bad before, but you're kind of cutting edge now, aren't you?
We are, Bob, actually. So Brandon Jones here, CIO at WEPA. Short answer is yes, we beef things up. And just like many civilian feds now, we're in a remote capacity since mid-March. We're making large investments in our technology. We want to make everything seamless and frictionless. We're trying to support that everything customer. So the feds, just like any other consumer, want things when they want it, where they want it, on the various platforms that they want it. So we've made some investments in our technology, and trying to find the right tools, whether that be online navigator tools or a calculator on our website. So would love everybody to go check out waepa.org and see the tools that we have online. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, so if I was listening and I wanted to go onto the website, nobody's going to track me. I can go in and I can do projections, I believe, to see what life insurance dollar coverage might be best for me by my profile: married, not married, single, dependents, no dependents. So it isn't just that you're buying life insurance, but it's tailored to the individual. Rather than here's a policy to have a nice life. So you look at their profile by doing the test, even if they didn't go in there first. When
right.
you work, you would be able to ask those questions, correct?
Correct. So we're at WAEPA, we're focusing on a digital evolution, which consists of three big buckets. So one is the digital customer experience, two is the digital employee experience, and the third is data analytics and integration. So with that, We focus our guiding principles, which is simplify, educate, empower, and empathize. And in every transaction, every person that comes to our website, we really, really focus on those four things. So we want to make it simple. We want to educate you on life insurance. If you have a question about, hey, I just got married, or I'm buying a new home, and that's when life insurance comes to top of mind. So we want to empathize with our members and the federal civilian employees, because they have extremely hard jobs. I know as well as being an ex-Fed for the Department of Navy. But our goal ultimately, even as a plan administrator, as Shane mentioned, is to surpass the competition. So we want to give our members that Amazon experience. And that starts everywhere from our various stages within our company, which is from awareness to you evaluating WAEPA, then going online to complete the application, then we onboard you, and then you receive our great customer experience, and then the communications that you receive from us, which leads you to becoming an advocate, and that's how we're able to retain our members for so long, over 17 years on average. So It's the culmination of those three major buckets that we bring together, and that's part of our digital transformation that Stacy and I are leading. And now, even post-pandemic, even more important as the future of work is changing, as everybody's in a remote capacity, the way that we buy things is differently. It's taking a more online stance. So we're being able to respond, and made those investments pre-pandemic, but also we're still continuing that so that we can provide that seamless and frictionless experience for our members.
And I would thank you, and I would imagine that not a huge percentage of the people contacting WAEPA, but there's a percentage that maybe isn't in an urban area. Maybe they're a suburb or way out there, a suburban area. And they're maybe a little bit anxious about terminology. You can read the website. The website is great. But is there any way to get one-on-one contact with a human?
Stacy, I'll let you take that one.
There is. So with our customer service team that Brandon mentioned, you know, one thing that we really pride ourselves on is the ability to meet expectations. And the white glove service, if you will, that's extremely important to us. But yes, if you want to get offline and you want to talk to someone face to face or over the phone, the best way to reach us is through our toll-free number. And that number is 800-368-3484.
Do that one more time. I'm slow.
Sure. The number is 1-800-368-3484.
When somebody calls in, should they have they're calling in to get an answer to something that they couldn't glean from the site. Not that there's anything wrong with the site, but sometimes life insurance terminology and the dynamics of it cause people to go, you know, did I really ask the right questions, so that they can go beyond the computer. But they ought to look at the computer, because there are some calculators on there, correct me if I'm wrong, where somebody doesn't really know the coverage that they need. And sometimes people say, what do I need life insurance for when I go, I'll leave assets behind and the like. But it plays an important role in one's finances after one leaves, and never know when that's going to happen. So you'd be able to go to the website. You could drill into things. But what I like about what you said, Stacey, you can talk to somebody. And sometimes the terminology on a site, or sometimes the terminology on somebody talking on something pre-recorded, you just don't get it. And I think it's a hard task to master, to be able to talk to people that don't speak your language, so to speak. And that goes for accountants probably more so than anyone else. And you all do an outstanding job of that, but I don't think you do it just because you read a book. You have courses that you take that, you know, if you get this type of client, talk to them at this level and then bring them back up. So that's hard. How many people do you have in the phone bank?
So our customer service team, between the member services side and the billing services side, we are about 15 team members, and each of which are licensed individuals. They understand not only the product itself, so to your point earlier around helping people understand the product and really digest it, the member services team also understands federal employees, because they are unique. And so our member services team really prides themselves on knowing the audience, and they are able to better assist when we do get those type of calls, whether it's just asking how much coverage they should consider, or if they want to compare us to Fegley, which is the provider for civilian feds, or if they want to do a rate comparison to see how much they're currently paying, or and compare to how much they could potentially save if they switched over to WEPA.
From a marketing standpoint and current situation standpoint, have you seen a spike in the interest for WEPA with regards to life insurance? And second, if there's an interest, do you find that sometimes people could use more tutelage, not before they call again, but, you know, this is how you should look at this. And I know your website has that, but people sometimes just aren't fluid with regards to life insurance. And I know you all make it as easy as it can be with still getting the message.
Right. So we certainly have seen an increase in interest based on the kind of social norms that have been shaken by unprecedented events that we're all experiencing. There's certainly a heightened awareness right now around the need for protection. So a couple things that we've done at WEPA is, this year, based on the pandemic and all of us trying to adjust to these new norms, we put together two webinars. One featured Dr. Covello, and this topic was centered around helping feds deal with the stresses of the pandemic while working from home. I think we all can relate. This has been a big adjustment for us. And then second, we hosted a webinar exclusively for federal employees on how they can manage their finances during a crisis. So we've seen through some of these resources that feds are really tuned in to what's happening around the world and changing their personal strategies as a result of this. So many Americans, especially feds, they're evaluating their expenses, their savings, their investments, and being forced, honestly, to really reassess their overall financial security. So life insurance plays a critical component to that. And we want to provide coverage for feds and their families, and oftentimes at a significantly lower price point. So the resources that we've talked about are all available online. If folks are interested, they can visit wepa.org/resources.
Okay, I probably Well, maybe some people know. I don't have a long fuse. I don't get mad, but I'm impatient to get to the bottom line. So coming back to this, I remember first looking at it, and I can't be the only one to look at life insurance, and I was confused by the different options, and I understood it after a while. But by going to the website, you could read and probably better ask questions when you talk to somebody live. Mm-hmm. So I'd imagine the people that you talk to live have heard it all. And if they didn't, then they probably tell the others, well, here's a question I got that was really good, but I haven't heard it before.
Agree. I think with a reputation of over 75 years in business, there's not much we haven't seen or heard from our members and or prospects. And, you know, that's one of the things we really tout is the ability to anticipate needs. You know, Brandon talked about our digital transformation project. And one of the things that has been a driver within this entire scope is the ability to anticipate what the user's expectations are. And so a couple of takeaways with this is we want to make it easy and simple to do business with us. And part of that is anticipating the needs of our existing members, as well as the needs of those who are interested in our brand. So I'm sure our member services team could probably tell you story after story about things that they've heard or questions they've been asked. But at the end of the day, we pride ourselves on protecting and providing peace of mind. And we do that. That's been our mission from day one. And we continue to do that today. I think part of where we're evolving is in, you know, the technologies and the anticipation and being able to help simplify a very, you know, a daunting product. And sometimes insurance can be overwhelming or difficult to understand. And so when you do business with us or when you engage with us, I think you'll find that we really help simplify the entire process. And we genuinely care about the members and the civilian feds.
Yeah, I've been to your, once a year you have a seminar and you bring in somebody that you would recognize the name, and they talk about not necessarily life insurance. They talk about financial planning, or they talk about wellness, whether it's physical or mental. And it gets a really good crowd, and it's informative, and the speakers, every one of them were perky, and they would take questions from the class, and I would sit and I go, that's a good question. Or I might say, gee, why doesn't everybody know that? Now, there are not many of those questions that I have that response, but why don't we do this? It's almost break time, and I think it's a good time to take a break, and we come back, we can talk about premium rebates, which you all are unique with regard to that with the, let's talk about that when we come back.
Who do you trust when making your most important decisions? National Institute of Transition Planning has been the trusted source for federal retirement planning, serving new, mid-career, and pre-retirement federal employees for more than 30 years. NITP's subject matter experts bring more than 800 years of collective expertise on federal benefits, financial transition, and estate planning. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com to sign up for their free monthly newsletter and information about free webinars.
Does planning for retirement seem like a daunting task? Is retirement years away? It will arrive sooner than you think. Prepare now to stay on track. Join the thousands of federal employees and retirees who have already attended National Institute of Transition Planning's free monthly webinars to learn more about retirement and financial planning. NITP is the national leader and trusted source for federal retirement information. Visit NITPinc.com to sign up for NITP's free monthly newsletter and webinar.
Well, welcome back to For Your Benefit. We're here with the powerhouse of WEPA. And Shane Canfield, he was the one at the beginning. He's still here, I believe, CEO of WEPA. WEPA is also known as its full name, Worldwide Assurance for Employees of Public Agencies, WAEPA, Brandon Jones. He talked to us about the techie side. He's the chief information officer. And Stacy, just before the break, she's a senior VP of marketing. So she talked about marketing, but marketing is not necessarily to have somebody buy that doesn't understand. What you do is you say, this is what we do, and we can explain why you should consider it or need it. Over the years, not that I don't know life insurance at all, but I remember in the earlier years, I'd say, you know, you probably should do this. Well, and then the response was, well, why would I want to buy life insurance? And I'd look across, and either they were married or they weren't married. Maybe there were children. Maybe it's a separated or divorced couple. And the initial thought process was, well, you're just trying to sell us something. I said, well, I don't sell anything, but if I did, I would think that this would be of interest to you. So when you take a call and somebody says, why do I need it? What do you find is one of the hurdles for somebody either to buy it or to step it up? In other words, if you buy a policy today and it's a policy that has a face value of X dollars, time goes on, children's come, children don't come, marriages happen, marriages grow apart. So you're there, I believe, for every step from the time somebody first enters a door, and you have products that would fill generally any situation that they have. But what are some of the unique ones?
I can step in on that a little bit. You made a really interesting point. We do have, Stacy mentioned, our folks on the phone if you'd like to get more information. A couple things about them. They are very highly trained. They are licensed agents. They're there in a consultative role. We're not trying to sell something. They are not on commission. We don't have any commission people. So their motive is different, and that fits our nonprofit mission really, really well. So it's I think it's kind of unique in that regard. I'll mention one thing about today's environment too, which is a little difficult, is, as we know, the economy is in really rough shape, as bad as it's been since World War II. And actually since the Great Depression. And I was thinking World War II, since our debt is now equal to our GDP, and that typically only happens with major wars. But people are nervous about their personal finances. And even if you're Fed and you haven't been furloughed or laid off, you haven't lost your job, many of our members do have a dual earner household. And one of them may be laid off. And even if they aren't, there's anxiety out there. That's the reality of 40 plus million people on unemployment, businesses closed. It's a very anxious time. And so what people tend to do, rightly so, is they want to hold on to their cash. They want to make sure they're not making bad spends and not making any new spends that are unwarranted. So what I would say in today's environment is, when think of if you have a life event, like you mentioned, Bob, married, you know, children, divorce, retired, these are all life events when your life insurance needs change. So figure out if you have a change that's needed, and then go to our website, look at our rates. And if we can save you money, I think that's a really good motivation to take a look. As opposed to just freezing in place, which is perfectly understandable. But I would say if you need more life insurance, say for example, and you're in a different plan, and we can save you money, and therefore you could have the same spend and get more coverage, that's probably worth looking at. Yeah. And if this is really the wrong time, then come back when it's the right time. You know, we're here, been there a long time.
All righty. We haven't mentioned this. I believe this is a term called premium rebate, whereas at the end of the year, you rebate some of the premium. Am I right with that?
Yes, but Bob, that's not the right word. word.
I knew it wasn't, but I didn't know what the right one was.
Rebates are not a good thing. However, what you're talking about is a good thing. Refund. And that's the nature of our nonprofit business. If we have collected more premium, and it really, then we'll, and so we take our expenses from that, the cost of running the business, the cost of the insurance, the admin and the technical piece and the reserving we talked about. If there's extra, we return it to the people in the plan. And we've been blessed to be able to do that for roughly 25 years, almost every, I think all years but one. The amount varies, and I have to be really careful with this because it's not guaranteed, and claims are the biggest impact on that. So you won't see us talking about anything other than it's not guaranteed, and it's based on our financial performance.
Okay, we've talked about financial performance. We've talked about the reasons why, but your focus certainly is that. But you also have tangents. So WAPA, I remember, I forget what happened, but you were right there. I think it was right around, excuse me, when the furlough happened. Mm-hmm. Didn't you do something like you did something to soften the blow?
Right.
Am I remembering right?
Yeah. We called it a premium holiday where every single person in the plan, 46,000, did not have to pay premiums in January. And that was right in the middle of people not getting paychecks. So we saw members getting really hurt. Their working capital to live was hurt. And feds were furloughed. It's close to 1 million. I think it was a little bit less than 1 million. And then many others were on the wire. So that was, having been in the insurance business a long time, nobody does something like this. This was part of, this fit very well with our nonprofit status and mission. And, but I do want to, if I could, Bob, go on slightly on a tangent here. I don't want anybody to think that we don't keep our business up to date, and we don't keep up with the technological processes that make that happen. And so I'm going to put something over to Brandon for a minute, because as anybody in IT and general business knows, technology 20, 30 years ago was the server in the back office. And that's just not reality anymore. So, technology is front and center, part of what we do, and it makes life easy. So I thought, if it's all right with you, maybe Brandon could talk about what he sees as important points that in the life insurance business that we're doing with technology now that augments across our entire business.
Will do. Shane, the one thing I want to point out, and Bob, for all the listeners out there, is our focus on cybersecurity. As Shane mentioned, we have 46,000 members in our plan, and their data, their privacy, their information is of our utmost importance. So the various tools and software that we have, I mean, we treat this with like white glove. We don't share the data with anyone. We protect it. We've got firewalls. We've got defense in depth measures around our users' security. And from a technology standpoint, as you see in the news here, this company is getting breached or this company is getting hacked. So we take this very, very serious. And we, what I like to say is exercise those muscles internally in the company and our organization. So, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So therefore, we've got to make sure that our frontline workers, the folks answering the phone, they're not clicking on improper emails to compromise us in any way. So both internally and externally from a technology standpoint, cybersecurity is of our utmost importance. And I think that's important to stress for our members listening.
Yeah, that's good. In your life in working with Navy, was it Navy Intel by any chance?
It was not Navy intel. I worked for the Naval Facilities Engineering Command, where I was the principal deputy CIO. Okay. And Bob, you had mentioned earlier about just unique stories. So as a Fed, I had Fegley. I did not have WEPA. And I left the federal government. I did a stint for the Big Four in a management consulting capacity before coming to WEPA. The immediate thing that I did, I went to the calculator and I looked at if I did have WEPA as a federal employee for the 13 years that I was there, what would I have saved every year? And mine worked out to be $427. So we tout on average, which is exactly the average. If you add up all the savings, it is 300. On average, it's 375. But in my case, unique case, being a federal employee for the Department of Navy, my savings would have been $427 a year. And I just think that's so impactful for the things that we offer, our advocacy, what from a nonprofit standpoint, our mission, and just the cost savings that you could achieve by moving from Fegley to WEPA.
I'm getting very jealous here. I worked for Uncle for a very short time, and then the rest was private industry. And we, the accountants, and I'm sure engineers have this as well, but I believe it was with Prudential. And it was, you know, I enjoyed it. I got great coverage at the end of the year. I got a premium rebate. And I don't know that I had read that much more about it until I became friendly with WEPA. And I go, I used to have that. And it was terrific. And would you say the rebate was last year? Somebody mentioned what they got in a rebate. And the point being is, that's pretty nice. After you pay the premium and the premium's somewhat reasonable to begin with, and then there's a rebate based on different things. Andrew's trying to tell me something, but he's trying to tell me to shut up, I guess. Anyway, so...
Well, the refund is... I just have to be careful because it's really based on performance, and when we can, we do it. And the percentage has been as high as like 25. It's been as low as 5. It's a wide range, but it's performance-based, and the biggest driver of that is claims. And if we have it available, we return it.
I am not going to go near that subject ever again.
No. It's good. We just have to be careful with how we talk about it. That's all.
Okay, we talked about insurance. We talked about the different plans. And what has WEPA done outside of basic life insurance?
So we can let Stacy talk about that a little bit, I think.
Sure, happy to. So a couple things. As I mentioned earlier, we understand our target audience, and we try to provide resources that are relevant to the civilian federal employee. So things like financial wellness planning, we partner with EY, Ernst & Young. They offer to our members exclusively a financial wellness program that helps them receive guidance from a neutral perspective. There is no gain whatsoever from the EY representative or financial advisor when talking to our membership. So the members can work with a financial planner to create something as simple as a budget, or for example, right now with COVID and folks being very antsy or nervous about where the economy is going, they can utilize this program, which would help them better understand forecasting and work with an advisor to give them neutral advice where this is a hot topic right now, and feds are uncertain as to what finances look like on the horizon. So that's a program that we offer to our audience, as well as a scholarship program. We give our members scholarship programs for their students, and whether it's a two-year program or a four-year program, we offer that as well. It's just another resource that we feel helps the finances within the civilian population. And we also have a lot of resources on things like TSP or how to manage stress right now within the federal government. And we try to keep a pulse on what OPM is doing. And so our blog is catered exclusively to these type of topics, and folks can go online to learn more about these resources as well.
All righty. And as I listen to each of the three, I remember years ago when we first started working with WAPA, even before Shane's time. And I noticed that despite the maybe change in the head and change in environment and whatnot, the people there stayed. So I could say hi to Bobby when I walked in 15 years ago and still can, I believe, and the others. So not only is what you do good for the federal environment, it's good for the people that work there because they must like it because they stay.
Yes, they do. We have any number of people over 20 years of service. We had one absolute wonderful lady who retired just a couple of years ago, and she'd been with WAPA since 1969.
Wow.
I know, it was fantastic. But it's to your point, it's a great place to work. I think people like this environment.
Okay, talking about the environment, Andrew tells us we have a little over a minute to go. So final quick thoughts?
I'll end with something, Bob. I want to say that our underwriting process hasn't changed since 1943, in that when you come to WAPA and apply for insurance or check the rates, you will not find specific rates for gender, for zip code, for race. There are only two things that drive the rates at WAPA across the entire book of business, and that's age and how much you apply for. And we're very happy and proud with that. And I think that this speaks well to our organization and its longstanding history. So I think I would like to end on that.
Okay, let's do it. Shane, thank you. Stacy, thank you. Brendan, thank you. Listeners, thank you. Andrew, anyway, great show. Thanks, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to For Your Benefit, presented by NITP and sponsored by WAPA. Please tune in next Monday at 10 a.m. for a topic solely devoted to you, the federal employee. This show can also be heard on demand at federalnewsradio.com. Search For Your Benefit. Thanks for listening.